When we as Americans think of those living in poverty in the United States, do we think it's an urban big city problem? And is that actually a myth?
There certainly is serious poverty in our urban areas. However, what we don't see and often overlook is the significant poverty in rural America. We have some of the highest concentrated poverty in rural America, and this is something that the Department of Agriculture is taking very seriously and has initiated a strike force to drill down into what poverty looks like, uncovering those elements of poverty, and seeing what we can do in terms of targeting our programs and services to alleviating poverty in rural America.
You use the word strike force. What is the USDA strike force? It's my understanding that's a relatively new program to North Carolina.
Strike force is a program or a project that the Department of Agriculture initiated in 2012. We launched the strike force for rural growth and opportunity to ensure that underserved communities in rural America have equal access to all USDA programs. Rural Americans face many unique challenges every day that we as in our cities don't see. And so looking at 90% of America's high concentrated poverty counties throughout the United States is something that we take as our mission. In North Carolina, we see that poverty is very often unseen and unaddressed. So what we've done at USDA is target our investments in rural communities through intensive outreach to provide heightened funding, technical assistance, and other resources to these communities.
There are areas of Western North Carolina that typically have the highest rates of unemployment in North Carolina. How do you measure success of a program?
Success is measured in many different ways. What we like to think of success is first establishing relationships and partnerships with these counties and communities. We saw examples of these in really important relationships, one with the Mountain Housing Opportunities Program that helps support home ownership. And here in the western region of North Carolina, we've been able to help thousands of families become homeowners. We also visited Mountain Biz Capital, which focuses on local rural entrepreneurship by making loans to minority women and migrant entrepreneurs. And we're helping entrepreneurship and business development to support jobs that support the communities. And then we also visited the Manna Food Bank here in Asheville, and it's a phenomenal program that supports 16 counties with food, good food, nutritional food, and reaches out into the inaccessible areas that we often don't see. So success to us is one, partnership; two, delivering the funds and the resources to these partners; three, making sure that they actually deliver those resources and technical assistance; and then, in the long term, making sure that this is a sustainable enterprise and partnership so that the communities are really supported. Getting people out of poverty and these persistent poverty areas is a long-term commitment, and the USDA is in it for the long haul.
Tomorrow, USDA Rural Development Deputy Undersecretary Patrice Kunish talks about the food stamp program and urges Congress to pass the administration's Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.